me hear that?
Yo, what's good, people? I feel like it's been ages since I've been here, but I am back. So the first thing I want to do is let everybody know what's been going on with me. I've been up to a lot of shit with my music career, rapping, producing, making beats, mixing for a lot of artists, helping to get some of my artists off the ground as well, doing a lot more shows, performances, interviews, that type of thing. Really busy time right now as far as my career goes. So I haven't had as much time to post and really just to play games in general, but I really want to change that. And even if I'm not playing as many games, I still want to keep this feed active for everybody. So put some comments down in this post about what type of content you guys want to see. If you want to see me like making beats, if you want to see my performances, or if you like these like more blog style posts where I'm just like maybe chilling, smoking, something like that, so that when I'm not playing games, I can still stay active and engaged with my people. So I'm chilling outside right now of my place. Feels pretty good out here today. It's actually starting to warm up. Really fucking sunny right now, so it's more on the hot side. Lots of birds and shit. Guess I won't talk too much shit. Go inside and then we'll do a little gameplay at the end. So, in here, I guess right over here to the left, you start off with the dining room. There's a table with all type of like little decorations and chairs around it and placemats. There's like another chair over here, sort of by the table, dog cage. Right here, for my pit bull. She used to like stay in there a lot as a puppy, but now she like voluntarily just goes in there and lays down. I don't really understand why. It's kind of funny. Speaking of my pit, there she is now, wondering what the hell I'm over here doing. Wanna say hey? Hey, Jazz. Pit bull dog. If you don't have a dog, I recommend getting a dog. Dogs are the shit. Just saying. Going back around this table, put in the front door, like right behind you, there is a couch, like on the right, and you're sort of entering into the living room. So this is like a little curvy couch. So if you walk like around it, there's a TV and like a big entertainment stand with a bunch of like decorations and incense and shit directly in front of you. There's a mom. Yeah, there's a fireplace right there. Yeah, my big dog is laying sort of in front of the entertainment center. That's her like spot where she chills at all the time. And this is mom's spot over here on this couch. How you doing? How's your day so far? There's another couch over here on the left. Smaller couch with a TV tray table thing that you like eat food and stuff. Sort of past that, there is like a lot of plant decorations. There's a rolled up rug over here. Then I have a lot of instruments that I used to use as a kid. Tambourines, drums, more tambourines, more drums. This is a vibe over here. Like, I actually need to sample some of this and put it in a jam, because handheld live percussion is pretty cool. We have a DVR, which is like for recording live TV, so you can watch it back. I'm pretty sure people know what a DVR is. It's 2019, so that's about it over here. So put in this smaller couch. On the right, we'll go like toward the hallway. And the first thing that you get to is our kitchen here on the left. So going into the kitchen, you have a fridge freezer combo thing with an ice maker. Directly across, whoa, I can't talk. directly across from the fridge and that type of stuff is a counter where a lot of like food prep happens at. There's some cabinets right above it. In here is where I keep like my stash at. Well, some of it, some snacks and some Kool-Aid. And then there's like lots of seasonings and shit like that in here. Big bag of sugar, and, flour, peanut butter, all type of shit in there. There's some random like I think vitamins and stuff. I don't really know what all that is. There's a sugar dish. There is a silverware thing for like spoons and wooden spoons and shit that you stir with. We got a coffee maker right here, coffee machine for that lovely, lovely morning drink that many people around the world enjoy, myself included. And then right next to this counter, we got the stove and oven combo. To the left of the stove, directly, is our trash can. I guess going around the trash can, we'll do that. Go sort of over here to the back of the kitchen, and this is where the washer and dryer is in a sort of enclosed closet looking thing. So over here we have like a lot of shit on top of the washer and dryer, mostly for the pets. So like you saw in there, we got two dogs, my pit bull who's 3, and then my older like big fat dog who's like 13. So we keep all their food over here, and then the food for my cat too. If you put the washer and dryer like behind you, directly to the right is like a side door to go outside. We don't really use it too often, but like it's kind of where the trash cans are and shit, so it's convenient. And there's like a recycle bin right here on the ground close to the door. Heading toward the exit of the kitchen, I guess like if you walk forward from the washer dryer combo, there's another counter, a bigger counter where like a lot of mail and random stuff is. Like my mom puts her like purse here and shit when she comes back, and then the cat has a dish like on the far back side of the counter. And also this counter has a window into the dining room, where the table is, so you can serve food, pass food back and forth. I think they call that like an island. On the right side of this counter is where our sink is. Sink. Right before you get to the sink, sort of to the back side of the counter, you have like a stack of napkins, thing with paper towels. And then like a little bowl for some fruit, and like hand towels are over here. And then there's like a little basket where I put more of my stash of snacks at. So yeah, that's about it. Coming back out of the kitchen into this little hallway, my room is pretty much like right in the hallway, almost directly across from it, but we're just gonna keep going down and we'll end in my room with some gameplay. So next is like this little closet where the hot water heater is. It's very small. Nothing too interesting going on in there right now. No hot water heating noises. But there you have it. Next is my bathroom. This is where I take shits and pisses and showers and smoke weed sometimes. Yeah, not really too much to it. There is a sink and a toilet. By the way, sorry for the like stretchy, like weird ass noise you keep hearing, but like my cord is kind of moving around and it's hitting the mic and shit, so it's kind of weird. That's it for my bathroom. Going on down the hallway, we got a room, extra room here on the right. This is where I used to have my studio at, but now like there's usually people in there. Like right now my brother is staying in here. What's up, brother? Going to sleep? I'm doing a tour of the house, and I don't think I showed them this room, so I'm explaining the many forms it's had. He's tired. But yeah, that used to be a studio, but now everything that I used to have in there, I moved into my room, which is convenient for me anyway, because I can just roll out of bed, smoke up, and get right to work. Then sort of right at the end of this hallway, got like a little linen closet. This is where all the sheets and towels and shower shit is, and extra blankets and that. And then the last room here, my mom's room, big pimping room. So there's a pretty big bed, dressers and shit as usual. Pretty big closet right here that you can like walk into. See, like it's pretty filled up with stuff. And then all the way at the back of the room, little favorite part of the house of mine, back deck. Goes out to the backyard. It's a vibe. I like to come back here and smoke a lot. This is where the dogs usually chill as well. There's usually a lot of bullshit going on in the neighborhood. And we have a decently sized backyard, so it's kind of cool to like come out here sometimes and be a little bit secluded, but then still be able to like go to the front and watch all the shit that's going on in the neighborhood and shit. But it's peaceful back here. Nice place to smoke, vibe, think, listen to music, whatever you want to do. Let's go back inside. My dog has joined us again. My pit Jazz. I think I'm one of her favorite people. Like, she follows me around everywhere. I'm just gonna head into my room, and we'll end this with a little bit of gameplay. So this is my room. It's pretty simple. When you come in, there is like a desk right here on the left where all of my stuff pretty much is that like I work. Like, this is my workstation. This is where I make everything basically. So I got my keyboard on the top part of it, with a random hard drive, two random hard drives sitting on top of it. I have a tray like full of weed right here. This is like the weed that I've ground up for the day. Got a grinder right here, weed jar. With like big buds of weed and shit, good weed. Got a weed box here that has like extra bowls, extra lighters. I got my ATR 2500 microphone. You can actually get like a pretty good sound out of it, and it's like well under $100. This is sitting right next to my computer, and I got the USB. Keyboard on top of it, because like I always just use a laptop, but I still like desktop keyboards. That's pretty much it on the desk. And then I have this little nightstand looking thing over here. There's like just a bunch of random stuff, like an old recorder. The USB doesn't work on that anymore, sadly. There's like some of my business cards over here. A stylist, for like a slate and stylist, if you guys know what that is. I feel like the majority of people who see this wouldn't, but maybe I'm wrong. Please prove me wrong. There's a couple thumb drives over here, credit card, ID. I got the nightstand next to my bed. Not really too much on here. Got an ashtray, pair of ear pods, old school ones, not the AirPods either. And that's it. Just the bed right here. And then like on the other side of my bed, like on the foot of the bed, on that side of the room is where like the dresser is for all my clothes and that type of shit. I think that's good enough for a tour for now. So why don't we jump into some gameplay the way we usually do, sticking to tradition with the beautiful bong. I got this new strain called Key Lime. I don't know what the fuck. Like, this is actually my first time having this strain. I think it's pretty fire so far. So if you enjoy getting high too, this is the time. Grab your lighters, your bowls, your bongs, blunts, joints, whatever you use to trip, and let's get stony.
So the community has been into this game Shooter recently by Mason. I think the game is pretty cool and I've been playing it a little bit myself. So I figured I'd just show you guys some of the fun I've been having quick before we get out of here. These guys just start right off, huh? I'm trying to like wake up and remember how to play the game. I literally froze up when it first came on. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Level up! Eight enemies, three allies. Whoa! Yo, I really am afraid of those blades. As you can see, I've already tried to level my speed up a little bit. We got a lot of allies. Ow! 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 Damn! Okay, there's a lot of allies on the map. Wow, they didn't even attack me. So a friend of mine just told me about the ally system today. So that's why I'm sort of experimenting with it, because I didn't realize that's what was going on. See, that's an ally. He's just running by me. And that explains why sometimes the enemies shoot down there. Oh, fuck. Time bomb, 4 rockets, 8 firecrackers, 10 firecrackers, missile 4, Eldrin 3, 10 follow-up, 8, 3, 2, 0, 3, 1. Oh, I forgot about all this shit. I'm sexy and I know it. 10 follow-up, 8, 3, 9, 5, time bomb, 4. 9, 8, 10 follow-up. That's fun. Oh, those are allies. Cool. My five, I'm on three. Rocket 18, five rounds, 10 rounds, 5 rounds, 13. Kill everyone. Whoa. I'm just slinging like a blind man. What the fuck did I just die to? Why did I die? Why did I die that time? That doesn't make any sense to me. Ah. Sometimes I just kill everybody. I don't even care who's who. Somebody tell me how to find like the machine gun and the shotgun and shit in this game. This is supposed to be the shooter, but so far it's pretty much the stabber. Oh shit. Oh, that dude was trying to punch me. Hell no. See, how did I just die? That doesn't make any sense.
Level up.
There we go. I won't have to upgrade my speed again for a while. Now I'm gonna work on my range so I can stop fucking missing. Whoa. I don't know how the fuck I was supposed to. I have no idea. I'm so glad I caught that on recording. That shit was crazy. I think that's a good place to stop. This is just a short one, so I appreciate everybody for checking it out, man. We are back. The Gate 3 is coming. We are continuing. I'm gonna pick that shit up. Got the next part of that being uploaded for you in the next day or so. So look out for it. I had to actually split the next one into two, so get your popcorn and get ready. Gonna be a good time. Catch y'all in the next one. Peace. You're such a